Hello.
Hi, my name is Angel from Opinion Research, and today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed, and this call is quick and confidential. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Okay, thank you. And may I ask, what is your year of birth?
70.
Thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Master.
Thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay, thank you. And what is your race? White, Black, or African American? American Indian or Alaska Native? Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic Latino, or Spanish origin, or some other race?
African American.
Okay, thank you. Now, are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Yes, I am.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, yeah, I'm registered. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
I said, I am registered, I'm sorry.
That's okay. How satisfied would you say you are with the direction of the country? Would you say you are very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
I'm somewhat dissatisfied.
Okay, thank you. And as you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections with a 10, meaning you are extremely likely to vote, 5, meaning you are neither likely nor unlikely to vote? Okay,
thank you. I'm a 10, yeah.
Okay. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10? 0 means not at all motivated, and 10 means extremely motivated to vote.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And how much power do you feel your vote has to change your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means no power at all, and 10 means a lot of power.
10.
Okay, thank you. So thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what are the two most important issues for you when voting this year? Israel-Palestine conflict, cost of living and inflation, teaching history in schools, student loan forgiveness, abortion, healthcare, climate change, immigration, criminal justice reform, police violence, voting rights and democracy, crime and violence, racism and discrimination, jobs and the economy. Which two would you pick?
Women's healthcare and abortion and student loan forgiveness.
Okay, so health care and student loan forgiveness?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, thank you. Great. So how would you feel about some of the people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means you're neutral, 0 means very cold and unfavorable. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you've never heard of the people or groups, please indicate so. The first one is Republicans in Congress.
Neutral.
Thank you. Joe Biden?
10.
Thank you. Kamala Harris.
10.
Tim Walz.
Umpton.
Thank you. Black members of Congress.
Ten.
Thank you. Hakeem Jeffries.
Ten.
Thank you. And Donald Trump.
I guess zero.
Thank you. If the 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump?
No.
Kamala?
It would be Kamala.
Thank you. And how certain are you that you vote for Kamala Harris? Very certain. Somewhat certain. Not too certain, not at all certain.
Very certain.
Thank you. And if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, or are you undecided?
It'll be Democratic.
Thank you. Would you say that the Democrats in Congress keep all their promises? Some of their promises, only a few of their promises, none of their promises to Black Americans?
A few.
Okay, thank you. Does Joe Biden stepping aside in order for Kamala Harris to be the Democratic nominee make you more or less likely to vote for Democrats for Congress, or does it make no difference either way?
It didn't make no difference either way with me.
Okay, thank you. Was your life better under Biden or better under Trump?
Under Biden.
Is that much more better or somewhat better?
Much more better.
Thank you. So I'll be reading you a series of statements that people may say about Republicans in Congress. For each one, please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10. 10 means the statement raised a lot of concerns about voting for Republicans for Congress. 0 does not raise any concerns about voting for Republicans for Congress. And 5 is neutral, and you may use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is, Black entrepreneurs have worked hard to pull generational wealth in Black communities, create jobs, and support their local economies. Republicans want to strip away these opportunities and widen the racial wealth gap by defunding programs such as Minority Business Development Agency, which provides grants to Black-owned businesses, and attacking organizations working to include more Black Americans in wealth creation. On a scale from 0 to 10, how would you rate that?
And you said 10 was what again? I'm sorry.
Sure. 10 raises a lot of concerns. 5 is neutral, and 0 does not raise any concerns.
10.
On a scale from 0 to 10.
Mm-hmm. I rate that as a 10, that statement, yeah.
Thank you. Next, Trump and Republicans have stripped millions of women of the right to make decisions about their own bodies, with Black women facing disproportionate impact. More than half of Black women of reproductive age have little to no access to abortion care, thanks to Trump, and Republicans have promised to pass a national ban that would restrict access even further, putting the lives and health of Black women at risk. On a scale from 0 to 10, how would you rate that?
A 10.
Thank you. Next, Republicans are pushing forward with Project 2025, a dangerous plan to demolish our rights, particularly for Black communities. Under Project 2025, Republicans would gut health care coverage for Black Americans, making it easier to discriminate against Black Americans for jobs, eliminate diversity and equity programs, allow corporations to pollute our communities and eliminate benefits we have paid into, such as Social Security. How would you rate that from 0 to 10?
A 10.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, two more. The next one is, in 2020, Trump told the white supremacist Proud Boys to stand back and stand by. If he loses and we saw the resulting carnage at the Capitol on January 6th, Trump continues saluting Proud Boys on stage at every MAGA rally. He promised them immunity if he wins and the bloodbath if he loses. Republicans in Congress continue condoning this violent rhetoric. Our communities must send a resounding message this election, not on our watch. On a scale from 0 to 10, how would you rate that?
A 10.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry. I'm out of breath. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. That has a lot to read.
Okay, next, education is the foundation of success and opportunity, but Republicans want to strip away access to education for Black Americans by gutting funding for public schools, eliminating grants that help Black students afford college, and banning African American history from our schools. On a scale from 0 to 10, how would you rate that?
Yeah, 10 too.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so thinking of the messages you just heard, which of the following statements best describe how you feel? You can select two of these statements. The first one is, we cannot allow our generation to be stripped of freedoms that so many sacrificed for before us. Two, we cannot stand by while our lives and the lives of our loved ones are put in danger. Three, Black people have an important role to play protecting America from itself. Four, we have fought too hard to build generational wealth to have those opportunities stolen from us by far-right extremists. And finally, we cannot sit by while MAGA extremists try to steal our children's futures. Which two would you select?
Number one and the last one.
Thank you. So we have just a few more questions to ask. As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections, with a 10 meaning you're extremely likely to vote, 5 meaning you're neutral, and 0 meaning you're not likely to vote at all?
I'm sorry. Food just got put in front of me and I got distracted. you said 10 is what's 10 again? I'm sorry.
Sure. 10 is extremely likely to vote.
Oh, yeah. Most extremely likely to vote, yes.
Okay. Thank you. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10? 0 means you're not at all motivated, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote.
10.
Thank you. Okay, sometimes in surveys like this, people change their mind, and sometimes they don't. Once again, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate? The Democratic candidate? Are you uncertain, or would you not vote?
A Democratic.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I think I'm conservative.
Somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
Oh, hell no. No.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
A Democrat.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
I said not strong. I mean, because I have voted out for my party sometimes.
Okay, thank you. So, 92%. So, how would you describe your employment status?
Cool.
Okay, thank you. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Was it Joe Biden, the Democrat? I'm sorry,
Biden.
Go ahead.
It was Biden.
Thank you. And last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all your sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
I prefer not to answer that one.
I'm sorry?
I prefer not to answer that one.
Okay. Well, that's okay. Well, that concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your time and have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.